tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo. Carve a beaver medal on the guilty boy's head. When he's had enough for that, maybe you'll take him to bed too. Be sure he's alive or he wishes he was dead. Suspect even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, 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 hit. Oswald and his sister are doing it again. They got the finest home movies that you scene. They got a thousand variations, every service with a smile. They're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America is coming in a style. Turn up the TV, the one who's done will suspect, even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got smoking, a man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said he had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now. We put the past away. Respect, but ever.
relatively new, the Newtown Neurotics from the record Beggars Can't Be Choosers 2022. No Respect. Before that, we heard No R-E-S-P-C-T. I don't know who did that song. Before that, the Prime Movers did No Respect. And the set started off with a head coat. It actually had Elvis Costello, Less Than Zero, which is a great... What a great tune that was. Originally, the backing band on that was Clover, which was Huey Lewis's backup band. And Huey played harmonica, so they kind of told him to go elsewhere, where he hung out in the studio. Elvis Costello is actually touring. I got tickets for it. It's going to be West Virginia, I think, a couple months from now, doing a thing called Radio Soul. Well, he'll be playing like music from his first four or five records, which I still think are great, kind of like proto new wave punk, just really nice and fun and angry stuff. You know, like when you're like in 1918, you don't know what you're mad about something, you know, and you're that's the part in life where everything just kind of you want to rebel against everything, and yeah, and then you do, and then you find out, the next generation's doing that same damn thing. Son of a gun! And I thought I was in the original. Before that, we heard... what did we start off with? No Respect by the Head Coatees. There we go. What a memory. Yeah. So that's like the darker side. Okay, we got some, like, the No Respect stuff. That rebellious kind of thing. And now we're going to kick it back, because today's show is all about respect. Understanding respect, and it's good to respect the respectable. How's that grab you? You know, it's good to respect. Avoid the disrespectable. You know, my thing is, I just don't go toe to toe. You know, if someone disrespects me in traffic, I just laugh it off. You know, unless they cut me off. Oh, then they're really gonna get it. That's the thing about respect too. I have a funny feeling that people who drive cyber trucks don't need no respect. I don't let them in traffic. When I see one, I won't let somebody merge. If I see a big giant big white pick 'em up truck, I kind of do my best not to let them merge into traffic. Just my way of not respecting the disrespectable. How about that? Just my way of getting even. I don't know why. Call it childish, but that's just the way. I can't respect everybody. You can't respect everybody. You can, like I say, I really respect those crazy religious beliefs you have. No, you don't. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, especially if those religious beliefs put the kibosh on your life and you're on their enemies list. Okay? If you're in a group of folks that if somebody's gonna say you're going to hell, why would I want to be your friend then? If you think I want to go to hell just because I don't believe what you believe in, hell is weird, man. Because that's the thing. I mean, all the cool people are going to hell. Most of the people who always say they're going to heaven, I can't stand to even be in a room with them for 5 seconds. Oh, I know I'm going to heaven. Really, man? I want to be near you. You're just not my kind of folks, you know. Self-righteousness, that kind of thing. No, sorry. You know what I think is really weird too? People that back into park, so they can like you know what I mean? They can't pull into a parking space. They gotta back into it. They gotta back into a, like. Well, you gotta make some quick getaway. You know, that's like even in their house. You know, they'll go to somebody else and they'll back in the driveway. They'll back in like, what, are you expecting to get in a big argument? You're just going to get in a huff? Because nothing's like, you know, like, oh man, I'm really mad. Just for them, I'm going to back out. Whereas if you're mad and you get in a fight and you floor it, burn, you just burn right out. You have more of a dramatic exit. You have more of a dramatic, because if you're backing out, it's kind of like, very cautious and very like, very dainty. I'm very daintily backing. I'm making sure I'm not hitting anything. Gotta look over my shoulder. Whereas you pull out straight, and just go. Well, I always think that's just, those kind of people worry me. People that always got to back into a space just in case they make a quick getaway. You know, there's no reason to back into a space. There's no reason to back, unless you're, like I'm saying, you know, I mean, so you can make a hasty getaway. That is weird, isn't it? Always bother me, people, they no matter where they are, they always got to back in. I don't know. Something strange. Can't have much respect for that, but respect yourself. Let's kick it in, the Staple Singers.
Hey. is for everybody.
Phone guy doing. Oh man, that was rough. They released that. Man, oh man, the Shevets. And that's the kind of thing you see. That's if you respect the guys. Hey, you did fine. You did fine. Whereas a friend will go, you know what? I don't know what you're doing with that saxophone, but maybe you should try putting it in your mouth. Yipes. That was Lynn Collins. If you can't love me, respect me. And it started out great until the saxophone player came in and just did that, whatever that was. That's like that saxophone. You ever see King Tut, Steve Martin, when he did first debuted King Tut on Saturday Night Live? They open up the sarcophagus, and the guy that plays the saxophone solo totally bites it. Totally. And that guy has to live with that forever. And that was like in the late 70s when he did King Tut. And the guy comes out and plays the saxophone solo and just is hot. Isn't even in the same room with the rest of the band. It was hilarious. So, so he's got to live with that. But that, whew, that was rough. That was Robert rough. All right. Respectfully, Miss, what the heck is this? Oh, it's Marty Robbins. Something, something, something.
I got a letter from a baby. Came in a mail yesterday. She had an awful lot. Just like I used to be. Well, I know by heart the words she wrote to me. Oh, yeah, well, she said, dear Mr. Johnson, please send back the letters that I wrote you a long time ago. When we were kids, thought we were in love. Oh, yeah, well, she said, dear Mr. Johnson, please send back the picture that we took. And it was signed, respectfully, Miss Brooks. Oh, yeah, well, I cried and I cried and I cried some more. I fell right down and I cried on the floor. I was hurting way down deep inside. Well, yeah, don't show, oh, don't show. Well, I never felt so bad in my whole life. Thought Miss Brooks was gonna be my wife, but I done fine.
There's some prime rolling schmoans for you. Respectable from the Some Girls record. We heard from a band that never stops the party, the Flesh Tones, the mighty Flesh Tones with Respect Our Love. And then Marty Robbins, a nice little rocker, Respectfully Miss Brooks. And then we played as much as Lynn Collins, If You Can't Love Me, Don't Respect Me, whatever that is. That saxophone thing was just monstrously bad. That was bad. That wasn't even good bad. Because there's a bad and then there's good bad. And sometimes bad is bad. Yeah? All right. And the set started off with Respect Yourself by the Staple Singers. May you be with that. All right. Now it's time for some dignity. That's part of this, right? Respect, dignity, honor, all of that stuff. It is the fourth layer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the things you need in life to be a full-blown human being. And the first one was the physiological needs, which was the food, shelter, warmth. The next one was security and safety, freedom of fear. The third one was friendship. We did a whole show on friendship. Today's all respect and dignity. Next week is going to be self-actualization and creativity. That'll be all about being, because that's the thing. A lot of humans don't get to this, though, but that's true. You know, but I'm just saying a lot of the rest of the animal kingdom doesn't do that. Well, no, you see, sometimes you see a painting chimpanzee. I give you that. Whatevs. And then the top layer teetered on top of the hierarchy is money. And that's going to lead us to the next pyramid, which is going to be the Egyptian pyramid of civilization, originally done in Egypt, where it starts off with the bottom is the workers and the slaves. And then the next one is like the architect. And then at the top is, a king or whatever, kingling. So that'll be the next series after all of this. We're going to do the pyramid of civilization. And sadly, you know, the bottom of the pyramid is always, you know, doesn't get the respect it deserves, you know. And without that bottom of that pyramid, the rest of it just can't be built. So that's why I try and be respectful for everybody. I feel bad. I go on I'm getting gas or something. I go in the gas station and like someone in there and I'm like, man, got some respect for me, man. I'm sorry you kind of have to sell lottery tickets all day. Very sorry. And some gasoline. But most of the thing, lottery tickets. But yeah, so, I mean, there's something to be said, you know, about crummy jobs, like garbage men. I mean, could you imagine when the garbage guy doesn't come 1 week, your whole world is upside down, you know? And that's the thing that's kind of creepy. I mean, where's all that garbage go? I mean, some of the things you think about in life really should be pushed to the back of your brains. Because there's always been like, where does all that just heap after heap after heap after garbage? And then like, you know, the pretend recycling. All of that can be bothersome. When you think about like all the injustice in the world, the heaps and the giant just everywhere. There's nasty stuff happening. I mean, I remember that big oil leak that happened under the ocean and they kept showing all this oil just bilging into the ocean and killing all this. And I kept people up for nights. You know, just all of that being bilged into it's unbelievable when you think about that, but it is believable. But sometimes you got to push that to the back of your brain. Here's the Bullet of Dignity Fat White Family. Let's get some dignity.
If you leave hell behind, build it. give up on me, St. Jude. City lights gave me the cold shoulder, even though I've been rubbing elbows with the luminary of the obsessed. Peddling prophet, pamphlet sheaf, I had one thin volume of poetry printed up by my pal Dex in his basement flat. St. Jude, don't give up on me, don't give up on me, don't give up on me.
faces in a crowded room full of covered up mirrors. Coming the lost, forgotten years, for dignity. I met Prince Philip at the home of the blue. He said, I don't know, want to see me talking to you. Had money up front, he said he was in the queue, for dignity. Footsteps running across the silver sand. Steps going down into tattooed land. I saw the sons of darkness and the sons of light and the border towns of despair. I've got no place to fade, got no cope. I'm on the rolling river in a jerking boat, trying to read a note somebody wrote about dignity. Looking for the doctor's cure, looking for hands in the lines that were. And then you'll have a masterpiece of literature for dignity. Englishman stranded in a black hot wind, combing his hair back, his future looks dim. Bites the bullet, looks within for dignity. Someone showed me a picture and I just laughed. Dignity's never been photographed. I went into the red and then into the black, into the valley of dry bone dreams. So many roads, so much at stake. So many dead ends, I'm at the edge of the lake. Sometimes I wonder what it's gonna take to find dignity.
Anything, but it is the dignity of where am I going here? There we go with that. Ah, perfect. as the dignity of human labor, or labor. Part three by Human League. Dignity of Labor, part three. So it sounds like someone just turned the synthesizer on and went and got a sandwich. Before that, we hear Dignity by Robin Hitchcock. Then we heard The Dignity of St. Jude by the Hive Dwellers. Nice tune, Hive Dwellers. Calvin Johnson from the band Beat Happening. And then we had Fat White Family starting it off, called The Bull of the Dignity. Can't wait to get out of Dignity. Because we're going to get into respect, a little more respect for the sleepers. Alice Cooper, it's coming up next. But I got to tell you, save the kids. That's what it says here every day. Yeah, this is, they're probably going to pull this PSA. Every day in the developing world, children are dying from preventable and treatable illnesses like starvation. Save the Kids trains local workers, life-saving care. Yeah. So here's the new rule here, I guess. You know, save the babies, starve the children. How's that? That's pretty much what we evolved into. Save the fetus, starve the children. I don't know. Don't sound too respectful to me. That sounds like a bunch of craziness. Somebody would actually say that, you know, to these people. The brains, basically, what they do is they go around the circle. It's like that labyrinth. They don't get it. Never will get it. Unless it knocks on their door. That's the other thing. If you look at history, there's a certain breed of folks. For example, you look at Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan couldn't have cared anything about the whole AIDS epidemic until she found out, like, one of her kids is gay and possibly at risk. All of a sudden, it's important. The whole gay thing was all of a sudden a thing. And she didn't care anything, people that care, nothing, never give it a second thought about Alzheimer's until Ronald Reagan got Alzheimer's. Then all of a sudden, it's a big deal. There are some folks out there that just lack empathy. It's a tragedy when it happens to them. It's a comedy when it happens to you. That's how some of these morons are wired. And it's just bad human engineering. I don't know what it is about our DNA that kind of made us like that. But boy, oh boy, what a wrong mistake. That was that left turn at Albuquerque we never should have taken. Needless to say, that was the dignity section. I got 10 minutes to go. And we're going to do a little more respect. Next week is all going to be about the top of Maslow's pyramid of needs. And that's going to be, it's going to be fun. All about artistic stuff, creativity. The whole show is going to be focused around self-actualization. And honestly, be an artist. Do something. Because it is all subjective. That's the thing that gets me. Like, there's some people that might have really liked that saxophone solo that on that Lynn Collins record. People like different stuff. I mean, there's some people you can sit down and play Trout Mask Replica by Captain Beefheart, and they will literally get sick to their stomach. And there's some people that will just explode with joy listening to that. That's the whole difference in the subjectivity of art. You know, some one man's trash is another man's trash is another man's trash. But some people like trash. So that's the thing. If you ever think about, I can't be a painter, I can't do this, then keep telling yourself that. Respect yourself. Do something fun, you know? There's a guy named Ernest Noyes Brookings, okay? All his life, just normal dude. Goes into a nursing home. They put him in the nursing home, a place called the Duplex. I forget what it's called, Duplex Planet. And this guy who was doing all the senior activities said, hey, everybody, we're going to write poetry today. And this guy in his freaking 80s starts writing volumes of poetry and really outrageous, unusual stuff. It gets recognized nationwide. There's about three or four records. It's called Lyrics by Ernest Noyes Brookings. And this guy like lived probably into his 90s. And had like rock bands and all these bands. And Brave Combo actually did one called Polka that he wrote about Polka. He wrote really unusual poetry.
But like for some folks, it was like, oh, that's crazy. This is some old dude just rambling. But the other folks, they saw it as like, wow, here's this spark of creativity that happened in this dude's life. And you look at Jack Roy, better known as Rodney Dangerfield, struggled with comedy all his life. And when he was in his 50s, that's when he hit. He had been doing it almost all his life and doing all these odd jobs. Comedy hit for him in his 50s. So there, you never know when it's going to kick you. Then again, it might not. Do something. Do something. Don't just sit there and listen to this dumb radio show. Respect for the sleepers. Alice Cooper. They're rolling. There they go. Come on, play. Yeah, I know they're rolling. This is a demo. Got much time. I got time. Alice Cooper today doing it. Let's try this version. Rotary Connection doing Respect. Got time for one more song. Let's make it a goodie or a good one. So far, this ain't enough. Nope, this ain't doing it either. No. She's so respectable. That's orangutans. She's not a bad tune.
What kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She's never, ever been.
Now, see, the Isley Brothers did a better job than that. Let's try the La-Di-Da's Respect. Hey, this ain't bad. That'll make a turn.
While I
SPECT.
Winding it down, here's Zacharias with a groovy version of Respect. I Remain in Your Brain. See you next week. Yeah, you keep doing that.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time for The Land of Twilight with DJ Owl. Thanks for tuning in today.
Later on, finding the goblins in the cave, sitting around a fire, the moon, which had just risen, warned the valley about their arrival. The news spread rapidly. The trees, the bushes, the animals, the flowers, the grasses, they all cried with fear. The rainbow goblins have come.